Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Tina, hey, my bad. I was just busy at a customer's house, but okay.
That's okay.
How much is it?
It's for $249.
$249. Okay. I haven't really received any leads. I'm not sure if you have y'all been doing anything at all. I haven't received any leads. I've always had issues with y'all. The very last time, they told me they'd give me 2 free months. And then somebody else talked to me, and then they were like, look, if you pay $250, you do this, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do Facebook, we'll do everything. But yeah, I didn't do nothing.
So,
I'm
on your dashboard, and I just want to give you a heads up that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 807 times, and you've had 69 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've probably gotten a lot of solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you where they found you by chance?
I've had people tell me that my website's not working. And a lot of the clicks is people who already know. Like sometimes they'll find me like on Angie's, and then they'll look me up on Google. They'll look me up on Google and they'll call me from there. Because I was working with Angie's, and then I've worked with Thumbtack. I have another website as well, and I think I'm gonna stick with that one.
The thing is, on your dashboard. There's 61 leads that came, or actually 62 leads that came through the tracking number that we provided. So I would imagine that if people called you from Angie's, they would call you directly on the phone number that ends in 6343, and that wouldn't be included in our tracking. So the 62 are the ones that called the unique number that we have ending in 0222, and then it forwards over to you. But either way, Edgar, I need to give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And at this point, we can't even cancel or pause an account or anything with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for that amount, because come October 18th, that will reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. Now, you do have one option where you could... I don't know if they explain this to you, but your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first.
Well, that's what I paid for last month. That's what I paid for my last month, and you haven't done anything. They said that they're going to make the Facebook.
Last month it was
Facebook ads.
Last month it was $249. Yeah. So you paid for the Facebook ads last month. So it's on your dashboard. I can show you the dashboard once the payment goes through. But I'll tell you this, is that I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149. But if that's something that you feel would work for you, I would definitely get it overridden.
Because, I mean, if I paid for it last month and you haven't done anything, you know, why am I going to pay? I'm just not satisfied at all with anything that I've seen from y'all. And I know that I've talked to a number of people. I can call my guy John, the one that signed me up for this, and he heard me out. He knows how we've been ever since we started. It's been on and off.
So here's a problem with your Facebook. I'm looking at the notes here. They emailed you when you added that, add us to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. We got no response. They called you.
I got the email, but
not available.
Page for me.
We can't make the page until you add us to the personal page. You have to add us to the personal page, then we can make the business page. And that's why they sent you the email on 8/28, on September 5th, September 12th, September 18th. They're repeatedly sending you this email so that we can get that business Facebook page up for you. So there's no way that we can create a business Facebook page for you unless we have access at least to your personal page. So that's what they're asking you to, is to add us to your personal page, and then we can add, then we can, you know, create the business page for you. So, yeah. But, I mean, either way, like I said, there is a past due balance on the account, and there's a lot of activity through your call tracking number. I mean, I can go on here and I can listen to the calls that came through this call tracking number. I'm pretty sure that it's not all just people calling, you know, talking about your website, because when there are 63 leads on there, that's usually more, you know. Plus, there was a Timothy Landon that called you yesterday, Ed Benavides, a call that came in from San Antonio, Texas on September 19th, September 8th, September 7th, September 4th, August 29th, 8/28. So there's a ton of leads on the dashboard that came through the tracking number. And like I said, you might have a one-off here and there, someone calling you trying to sell you something, but overall, it's probably people that are, you know, trying to hire you.
I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to see, because I've been really low on funds, so, I mean, I feel like I've been paying for you know, basically nothing.
I just listened to yesterday's phone call from Timothy Landon, and he was calling about a KitchenAid dishwasher, and he wanted you to give him an estimate. And you set a service call for that. So that's just yesterday you got a potential job out of this. And if I go through and I listen to the 62 calls on here, there's going to be a lot more activity that I can tell you. But Timothy Landon, 972-849-9777, he called for a service call just yesterday.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2412 Clear Spring Drive South. He's giving the address to you on the call in Irving. I'm listening to it. I'm listening to the call that came in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's his phone number?
His phone number is 972-849-9777. His name's Tim Landon.
Well, let me see, because I don't see any messages on my phone.
Actually, you know what he's saying? He's saying he called you because he saw some very nice reviews for you on Google. So he definitely came as a result of this program, and that was just yesterday. You talked to him for 3.5 minutes, 3 minutes and 29 seconds to be exact. So on your dashboard, every single call that you've ever taken from that tracking number, Edgar, it's all recorded. So that's how I just went in and I got that address on Irving. I listened that he was hiring you to come look at his KitchenAid dishwasher, and he gave you the address for the service call. And then at the end, he commented how he found you on Google, and he saw a lot of nice things being, you know, posted for you on Google.
Okay. Yeah, that one I had lost the number to, but I got it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, let me see my goals by the end of today, and then we'll shoot for it. I mean, maybe it is my fault. I've been just ignoring emails, but I'm pretty busy with family stuff, and, you know, it's a mess. I have two websites that, you know, I'm kind of, you know, like in the middle of both.
So, I want to let you know, sometimes I talk to clients that have two websites, sometimes they have three websites, and they think that, you know, sometimes that's going to help them. Actually, with Google, it ends up hurting your rankings. But I will tell you that the website that we built for you, that's the one that's attached to Google and Bing and all of the directories. So the other one, I don't know, you know, how much you're paying for it or where you got it from, but it's probably like a little billboard out in the desert. People will never, ever call you off of it if they can't find it, right? So this one is the one that's attached to your Google listing. I'm looking at it right now. Bermuda's Appliance Repair TX.com. That's the website that we built for you. And that's the one that we're promoting on all of the directories as well as the search engines.
Okay.
Let me just look at your left. Yep, that's still active right now. Matter of fact, that's also the one that's on your Yelp listing. So on the Yelp listing, it's also Bermuda's Appliance Repair TX.com. We have you on, let me look at this part of the dashboard here.
You're
46
right.
Directories. Yep, there's 46 directories that we're actively promoting that website on in addition to Google and Bing. So that's what I'm saying is, you know, if you have another website, nobody can ever call you off of it if they can't find it. If they go to your Yelp and your Google and Bing and Yellow Pages, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, Manta, you name it, our website's attached to everything. Chances are the other one will never get you exposure because people can't find it.
Well, look at it, how I'm seeing it. Look, since August, we're at the 22nd. Since August, I've only had a couple leads. I haven't had many. Okay, August was actually a good amount. But this September, I've only had 5 leads, and then one that you called me on.
Mm-hmm.
Only had 5 leads this day. That's not really, as you know, I'm not really staying as busy as I expect. You know, it's only 5 jobs potentially, you know, because it's not always guaranteed, but it's not as busy as I expect to be, you know. I don't know if you get me. I mean, I don't know if there's a way or if y'all are doing enough ads or you know what I mean?
Well, I think if you want to keep the Facebook on there and you can add us to your profile, we can get that up and running very quickly. You know, usually we say 2 weeks, but on a special request, I've seen them do it in 1 to 3 days. So that Facebook would be up and running for you very quickly. And since the budget from last month never got used, that would roll over to this month. So you would start seeing some immediate results from the Facebook. So you see what I mean? So you would have some good activity coming in through that. Also, another thing that you can do is you already have an impeccable rating on Google, but continue to get those 5-star reviews here and there, because the more fresh stuff that you have coming in, the better results that you'll get as far as a higher conversion, but also better results in the search. So I'll send you another email that says learn how to get more reviews, and it will help you get even some more 5-star ratings here and there, and I know that that will help you too.
Okay, look, I want I'm gonna shoot for it because I don't want to lose what I have with you already, you know. And it's true, like, I've gotten leads. But this month was very slow. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's too slow. I shouldn't be paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of don't like the tracking number, because it can get confusing for customers. You know, whenever I call them and I tell them, hey, text me this or text me your address, text me a picture of the washer or whatever it is. They can get confused by sending it to the other number.
Yeah, and then you have to figure out what number they called from so that they can text you. You know, one thing that you can do is there's an app that goes with the tracking number. So, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, we could always have customer support reach out to you and help you get set up on that app. That's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. Or we could, you know, once the payment's up to speed, just take the tracking number off and just promote your number outright. So the call tracking, it's a feature that, you know, a lot of people like to have it, but it's only an option. You don't have to have it. You see what I mean?
Okay, okay. Like if I tell you to take off the tracking number, the only thing with that is probably going to have more spam calls, right? Reach out to me.
Yeah, well, because when that's the benefit of the call tracking is when people call it, there's that press one, press two greeting on it. So if it's a spam call, chances are those will fall off because a lot of those are computer generated. So when they're connected to you, it's an actual person on the other line. So yeah, if you promote your number outright, there's really nothing you can do about that because, you know, it'll go directly to your line. But if you like that feature, then I would recommend just keep it on. And then, you know, once the payment's up to speed, I'll have customer support reach out to you to get you set up on the app.
Okay. I have a feeling that sometimes some calls might fall off because people call and then they can easily just be like, because some people don't want to go through all this, click this, click that. They want to give me direct.
Yes.
Like some people might also fall off on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what you could do? You could try it for a while to take it off and just put your own number on there. And then, you know, based on how things go, if you get a ton of spam calls and you're not happy, you could call us back and say, hey, I want the call tracking put back on. But let's say that you're not getting that many. You know, there might be a onesie or twosie situation within a month that you get, but the rest of them are all good. Then I would say then you're good to promote your number outright. So it's just a preference. Some people like to have it on there, and other people prefer to have their own numbers.
Well, honestly, I'm going to just go ahead and try to do my own for now. Just to see, like you said, just to try it out. Make sure that nobody's falling off on that. Because I know even myself, when I try to call, like, other companies, and then as soon as I start hearing the click this, click that, and then, you know, they kind of lose me there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that we're in an instant gratification type of a world, and that happens with a lot of things. You know, people, they want to, you know, get a hold of someone right away, and if they have to press a bunch of prompts, they hang up. The nice thing about our call tracking is we only have the two options. It's not like once you press one, you come to, like, another menu, because I've been on those calls that get very frustrating, too, you know. But either way, I put a note in here that once the payment's up to speed, I'll dash the revisions department to remove the call tracking and put your number on here. They can't do any revisions while the account is past due, but no worries. Once we get that taken care of, I'll have that revision made. And then your plan of action in the meantime is just to add us to the Facebook. Do you want me to send you the email again or not? The last one was sent 4 days ago on the 18th.
Send it to me right now because I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, so I'll send it to you right now. And then also I sent you that reviews email, so that way you can start working on that as well, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
You got it. Okay, so
first thing I'm going to do is the Facebook and then the reviews I'll do as I go because right now I'm driving right now.
I understand.
I'm trying to pull up a car.
Okay. Well, I just sent that to you, Edgar, and then if you need a little bit more time with the past due balance, that's okay, too. You don't have to take care of it right away, but in the meantime, there's probably going to be that, you know, orange banner at the top of your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down.
Yeah, because I think I had a customer call me yesterday, and they told me that they tried to set up an appointment online and that it wasn't working. So it must be because of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Once the payment starts not going through, they put that on there and it's supposed to be just like a friendly reminder for you to call us. But sometimes a potential client sees it and they think that they, you know, possibly the business is not, you know, out of business or, you know, not operational or something. But your whole website is completely up and running. It hasn't been affected other than that little orange banner that's at the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to actually give you another card number. That way...
Okay, no problem, Edgar.
Every what do you charge? Like every 15?
Your billing date is on the 18th. So this, what you give me now, is going to have you paid in full until October 18th. I'll just do it for October 22nd for next month. I'll push it out 30 days from today, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Of course, Edgar. So is it still Harry Hines Boulevard for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah, I'm taking the new card right now.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay, so the new card, the account number is 5275.
Okay.
1500.
Mm-hmm.
9374.
Mm-hmm.
1023.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 0628.
And the code?
534.
534. Okay, excellent. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then those revisions that we discussed with removing your call tracking number, it says the transaction's been declined. Do you think that 249 is available on this card, or do you have to call the bank and authorize it or something, or?
No, the 249 is available. Just as you check it, make sure everything, all the numbers are right. Can you repeat it?
You know what? We're actually on a VeriSign secured system, so it blocked it out other than the last four, but I can put it in again if you like.
Okay, yeah, let's try and do it again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 5275.
5275.
1500.
1500.
9374.
9374.
1023.
1023. And then you said 6 of 28 and 534 on the back?
Yeah, 534.
Okay. Before I try to process it again, can you just check your phone and see if the bank sent you? You know how sometimes they'll send you a text saying like, hey, local Splash is trying to process 249. Click here to authorize. Maybe they're blocking it or something because it's an out-of-state transaction. And maybe you just have to hit, like, yes, it's okay or something, and then I can try it. But if you don't get that prompt, I can try it again anyway. But I just think if you have that prompt, that could be the issue.
Okay, well, look, go ahead and try it again because it hasn't sent me any messages or email. But
okay,
I've had this issue before, and if it doesn't work, there is another way that I can go about it.
Okay. Yeah, this time it says invalid transaction or credit card restriction, verify information and resubmit. So,
okay.
And this time, yeah, I copied the number on a side note. I can read it back, but I'm pretty sure I have it correct. But I can read it back to you if you want.
Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to pay it, transfer some money into the other card, the one you have on file, and then it won't transfer until tomorrow. So, once you're there tomorrow, can you put like a charge for tomorrow where you just set up a payment for tomorrow automatically?
Yeah, but now I have to get the other card and put it back on because the MasterCard I just put in, it erased the former card. So all I can see is that we used to have the Visa ending in 6056, but the rest of the information is gone. So do you have that card on you, and then I'll set it up for tomorrow?
Yeah, I have it on me right here. Give me 1 second.
Okay, no
problem. Yeah, and then you can charge this one tomorrow for sure.
You got it, Edgar. 4400.
Mm-hmm. 44 is. You got the first four?
4400, yep.
6657.
6657.
5711.
5711.
6056.
6056. Okay. Expiration?
1125.
So 11 meaning November, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And the little code?
240.
240. Okay, so you're good to go. I have this all stored again back to the visa ending in 6056. We will process this for you tomorrow, so that orange banner should come off the site within one business day. And then other than that, we'll have that call tracking number removed as well. And I'm also going to send the Facebook ads department that you're going to be adding us right away so that they can get those ads rolling for you too, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, thank you. Is there a specific time tomorrow, or is it any time you think that it would be good?
Can you put a specific time? I'm pretty sure by noon it'll be good.
By noon, okay.
Just anything
today. Yeah, I'll process it tomorrow at noon then. I have control to set the invoice to go at, like, a certain time, so I'm going to set this up for September 23rd at 12 noon Central Time. And then you'll be good to go. So let me just put it here.
Okay. Look, how can I add you as an admin for the Facebook page, or how? Do you know? You can walk me through it.
Yeah. So on the email, there's going to be three people that it wants you to add. So let me just open the email and refer to that. So let me look here. Log into your Facebook page. Are you on your mobile device doing it or on your computer? Because there's two different sets of instructions.
On my mobile for iPhone, it's right here. Okay. Tap the menu icon at the bottom corner of your screen. Okay. Menu. And then notifications. Where's notifications? Wait. Okay, and then tap on the orange flag. Okay. It says pages. Okay, I see it. You press manage. Oh, wait. Pages you manage. Okay, well, I don't really have a quick create or what?
Did you, when you got to the step that says tap on the orange flag pages icon and then first under all shortcuts, did you press on the all shortcuts?
Pages. There's no all shortcuts.
Okay. And under the pages, is there a link that says pages you manage?
Yeah, there is, and there's one page, but that one would be my brother's page, but that one's not related to mine. You get me?
Okay.
So I probably would have to create.
Hold on, let me ask. I'm going to ask that department right now. I don't know if they're available or if they're in a meeting, but let me just send a message out. We work on a GChat system and ask if they, because they've always said that if you don't have a Facebook business page, that's no problem. We'll create it. But they want you to add us to the personal page. But you're saying that your brother's page comes up when you try to add us, right?
Yeah, they have a business page, a furniture and appliance business page, but mine is only appliance repair.
Got it. Okay, so let's see. So Kyle, I'm looking at who else. It's on the email here. I know Dave Rodecker is, and Armin. Okay, so let me put in the message to Kyle and Armin.
Because that's what I wanted y'all to do, and just handle that because...
Yeah.
Because for... It's different on my end.
Mm-hmm. So. For Facebook, client does not have a business page, but is trying to add us and his brother's page comes up, but is not associated with this business, right? Associated with this business. Can we create a new business page without him adding, or should he add and we still, you know, make it separate? That's what I'm going to ask. Or should he add to the page he has and we can still create? So I'm thinking, I just typed this all in there now, but I didn't get a response from them yet. So what I'm thinking is when I hear back from them, I'll either call you or I'll text you. So just hold off on adding them now. But once I find out, you know, if you know, you're supposed to still add us, I think that it's probably going to be that they're going to have you add us and then we're going to create a separate page based on that. But just in case, let's just hold off for a little bit and see. Oh, wait, I got a response. Let's see what they're saying. Oh, never mind. They just dashed somebody else on it. Okay, so when I hear back, I'll give you a call.
I'm making a bio. I'm making the page. You know, I'm basically making the page right now.
You can do that, and you don't even have to add much to it, because we can go in and we can take pictures off the side and spoof it all up for you. But if you do the basic creation of it and then add us, that would be perfect, because then we could just use that page that you're creating right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, I'm basically, look, okay, I'm gonna add a photo. And then I'm gonna just make it like however, and then I'll let y'all do the rest. I'm pretty sure y'all will do better than me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so when they get back to me, I'll tell them that that's what you decided to do. You created your own and you're adding us, and they'll see it coming through because it's still, you know, gonna be under your account. So I'll tell them that they just work on that new page that you're creating right now, okay? And then we'll go in and we'll put in the pictures and get it all spoofed up for you and start running the ads, okay?
Okay, look. But you do know how to kind of have me grant you access, right? You do know how to do that once I make the page?
Yeah, you just follow the instructions on there, because the access that you need to give are those three people on the email. So when you go to that step that we kind of got stuck on with the orange flag and the manage, if you keep going down, it'll say add facebook.com/Kyle Wollenberg, then add facebook.com/M Amen, and then facebook.com/David Rodecker. So the little addresses that belong to those three individuals, they're on right above their picture in the email. So you just copy those links, put them in, and then add them. And then once they're added, then we're granted access.
Okay, look. Edit. Okay, so it says page settings. Menu. Okay, menu, pages. Suggested pages. Okay, so I'm now in the business page. Let's see more. See dashboard, add an action button, edit from the details, manage post, list your contact, link to your website, nope, update your location, add a phone number.
But it's ads are in progress, and
I'm already here. I just need to see if I can add you.
page and tagging settings. You can see my posts. Maybe privacy. Edit. Yeah, look.
I don't see anything that's telling me that how to add somebody, you know, something like that. Create, promote.
So it says after we get through the first steps that we were talking about with the orange flag and the pages and the shortcuts, and then you tap the blue switch icon at the bottom, then the next step says for iPhone users, for Android users. So it says for iPhone users, once you have switched into your page, tap the menu icon at the bottom right corner of your screen right next to notifications.
Yeah, that's basically shows my profile.
Okay, so you clicked on the menu right next to notifications. Then it says scroll down to the bottom and tap settings and privacy.
Settings and privacy, okay.
After selecting settings and privacy, tap page settings.
Okay.
And then it says you just scroll down slightly and tap page access key under the new pages experience.
Page access key. Okay, page access key, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it says tap add new. Found
add
at the top right corner of your screen and then tap next.
Okay, people with Facebook access as a real name. Mm-hmm.
So then it says, when the box titled Add New pops up, please add these usernames one at a time and toggle on Allow this person to have full control and then click Give Access. So the first one is Kyle Wollenberg. Do you have a way to copy that link and put it in there? Or I wonder if you just type his name in, like that's at the end of the tag, if it would find him.
Yeah, I'm copying his name, the Facebook.com. Kyle,
there you go.
Right?
Okay, yeah, so put that in. And then, again, allow this person to have full control. And then click Give Access. And then once you do that, you go to the second link with Armin, and you go to the last one with Dave Rodecker. And then once that's done, you're all good to go.
Do I have to be friends with them on Facebook or something like that? Okay, Kyle Wollenberg, Kyle Emerton.
Kyle Wollenberg.
Yeah,
so can you, is there a button to put Give Access?
I'm not going to put full control, or should I?
Yeah, it says allow this person to have full control. So you have to understand they're going to have full control because they're going to be adding pictures, making modifications, running ads. But one day in the future, if you ever decide to not work with Local Splash, you just go back in and you remove that full control. So the page still belongs to you no matter what. This is just giving us full control so that we can do the work on it while we're working with you.
Muhammad Aman. Okay. I got to add him too.
Mm-hmm. Is it m.aman516?
Well, they cut it short.
Oh, okay. As long as you use the link and it's showing Muhammad Aman, then that's the right one because you used the link, so you're good.
Okay. I think I found somebody, Mohammed. Let's see. Mohammed Aman. Well, I can't. Yeah, that one's not coming up. You think that maybe that first guy will add the rest?
Try to go in and do the third one while we're on the phone. David Rodecker, he's actually the owner of our company. He's the CEO. So if you do that last one, David Rodecker, and that goes through, that way we're covering our bases. In the event that you can't add Mohammed, then I can ask Kyle or David to do it. But, you know, what if Kyle's out of the office today or something and he's not available, then I have a backup and I can ask David, you know. So let's try to do the third one.
Okay, I got David Rodecker.
Oh, you got him added. Okay. And then
so they have to basically just accept the invite.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Mohammed Aman that comes up is not the one that I'm looking for.
That's what I was thinking.
Mohammed Aman.
Okay. Yeah, because on here it says that his name is Aman Basharat, so it doesn't seem like his first name's Mohammed, but I didn't know because the link says M.Aman, so I thought maybe his first name is Mohammed, you know, but I'm not sure. So I'll put... He cannot add Aman. Can you add for him or call back to assist when available?
Okay. Yeah, just tell him that. I'm about to just go ahead and let it. I'm pretty sure they'll take it from there, right?
Yeah, they'll take it from there. If we need you to do that second step, I'll have them call you. If they can do it for you, then don't worry about it. We'll take care of it behind the scenes, okay?
Okay. Appreciate
okay.
that. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
No problem. I enjoyed talking to you, Edgar. Have a really great weekend coming up, too, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate you for all your help. You really did clarify a lot of my problems. And,
oh, good.
You know, my issues, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we see results because I need to see results because, like, I have stuff and I got to pay a lot of stuff and I really wish I was busy to just, you know, just throw money away like that, but sometimes
of
it
course.
Feels like I'm just...
Yeah,
you know,
no, you're paying us money and it's never our goal to have someone even spend $249 and just break even. Cause even though that's nice, but that's not a good business, you know, decision. So our goal is to always make sure that, you know, clients yield a 10-to-1 return on investment. So once we get those Facebook ads up and running and you get some reviews coming in here and there, I'm also going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. So, you know, if there's any updates that will get you even better results, they'll be performing those behind the scenes, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, good. Sounds all right, good. Well, have a great rest of your day, Edgar.
All right, appreciate it. What's your name?
My name is Tina.
Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tina, well, if you have any issues, you give me a call tomorrow, okay, with the payment.
Okay, we're closed on Saturday and Sunday, but I set the computer to process it automatically. But I sent myself a reminder on Monday to come in and just double check and make sure that it went through. So if there's any problems, I'll reach out to you on Monday, but I'm pretty sure it'll be fine tomorrow.
Okay, and you were able to put it as priority for the Facebook stuff?
Yep. I already sent those notifications out, the priority Facebook. And then also we're going to be working on removing the call tracking number and just promoting your number outright.
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay. No problem, Edgar. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.